Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The next housing crisis is here, but wait a second, it's not what you think it is. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, and the whole purpose of this podcast is to teach you financial intelligence to help you build legacy wealth for you and your family. And the vehicle that my wife and I use, we use buy and hold real estate. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, but you can do it in other ways, right? You can buy gold, you can do some other things. We buy residential real estate because it consistently performs for us. I love those B minus houses, C plus houses, where, you know, if you're spending $50,000, $55,000, $60,000, $75,000, place a great tenant in that property near decent schools, near decent shopping, and those blue collar neighborhoods perform for us for years and years and years to come. So that's what we talk about on this show. If you're new to the program, thank you so much for subscribing. Today, I want to talk about the new housing shortage and the cover of the Wall Street Journal this week talking about the next housing crisis. As a real estate investor, I'm always interested to see how does the mainstream media peg crises? You know, who's in crisis? You know, ask those questions, those broader 30,000 foot level questions. You know, who's in crisis? Well, what they're saying is the next housing crisis is this, a historic shortage of new homes. Fewer houses are now being built in America than at almost any time before. Remarkable. And so the article points out, Laura Custiso says, America is facing a new housing crisis a decade after an epic construction binge. Fewer homes are now being built per household than at almost any time in U.S. history. There's an incredible demand for it. Home construction per household a decade after the bust remains near its lowest level in 60 years of record keeping, according to the Federal Reserve. So, and you know, what's interesting is that I think what makes the slump really puzzling is that by almost every measure, the American economy is booming. So jobs are plentiful, and so much so that cities are having record unemployment numbers right now. Just as an example, let me give you a few example cities right now, like Portland, Maine, right? They have like a 2.3% unemployment number right now. And companies there just can't find talent. They're hiring like crazy, and yet they can't find people. The same thing is true out in Iowa, in Ames, Iowa. Their unemployment rate is now 1.7%. That's incredibly low. Companies are hiring. They are selling goods and services, and yet they can't find qualified employment. So we are seeing a record low unemployment right now. Wages are actually on the rise for the first time in decades, which is great. And the stock market, which I don't care much about, is near record highs. Millennials, the largest generation since the baby boomers, are aging into homeownership now. They were renting, you know, these like fancy condos in downtown, you know, Manhattan and Miami. Now they want to buy homes. And so I've seen it in New Jersey. They're moving out of Manhattan and they're coming into Essex County and Morris County. And guess what? There's huge home shortages in these areas for millennials. So I just don't know why. It's interesting what's happening here. And the article highlights someone like Bob Snowden, who's a home builder in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He says, the area thinks he understands what's happening. He says he gets calls practically every day from families in this neighborhoods asking him to build them a new home. He ends up having to turn most of them down. Demand for housing is now stronger than he has ever seen it in his career. He says, but land and construction costs have roughly doubled since the last boom a decade ago. So he shifted his focus from starter and mid-price houses to the high-end properties. So now I live in a nice high-end neighborhood. And as I walk around here, they're just tearing down these like 2,500 square foot homes and they're building like 5,000 square foot homes. So the high-end areas, you're seeing just a ton of money moving into the high-end construction. And so what do those people do? Either they're buying existing properties or they are renting. So what he says is, you know, look, if I was a young couple today, unless you're making really good money, what are your options? sure, you know, either you move into a $1,000 a month apartment, rent a house, or you've got to look what the current home stock is out there. Even during the deep recession in the mid-1970s and the downturn in the early 2000s, builders put up significantly more homes per U.S. household than they are constructing right now. Only at the bottom in 1981 and 1991 did construction levels get to close to where they are right now. Really remarkable. Today's podcast is brought to you by Abby Connect. It's the leading live receptionist service, which helps you screen, qualify, and connect incoming calls, whether you're on the go, on the job, or on vacation. Phone calls are so important to your business. And I know that we have a lot of business owners who are listening to this show right now. Maybe you run a doctor's office. Maybe you have a small flooring company. It doesn't matter. People want to do business with people, human beings. But did you know that 80% of callers don't leave a message when they reach a voicemail? Yes, voicemail kills business. I know this to be true when my wife and I, we go up to the mountains and we have a cabin up there, and occasionally we need to get some work done on it, right? So we'll call a plumber. And I know we'll call like five plumbers and we'll get voicemail and people don't get back to us. I can tell you this, the first person that answers the phone, the first plumber that answers the phone is going to get our business. That is absolutely the case. These small businesses are just leaving so much money on the table. So voicemail kills businesses. Fact is, in today's world of investing, immediacy can be critical. So a potential sale could slip through your hands because you missed a call or you had bad service. Most investors, entrepreneurs, or small businesses don't have the extra funds for a full-time assistant to answer the phone. But our sponsor today is Abby Connect, which offers dedicated and guaranteed call answering at a fraction of the cost. So it's like customer care. It's a necessary and rewarding investment. So Abby Connect is the perfect mixture of high-end customer care and cost efficiency. Increasing revenue by growing trust through meaningful connections is your Abby receptionist. That's their goal. And so today for my listeners, Abby Connect is offering a no-obligation free trial. So imagine having your own receptionist that works for you at a fraction of the cost. I know that a lot of law firms use them, a lot of doctor's offices, a lot of maintenance companies, real estate offices use Abby Connect. Sign up today and you'll make missed appointments a thing of the past. After your initial trial is over, my listeners will also receive $95 off of their first bill, but only when you sign up at our special link. So the link is abbyconnect.com/investing. That's ABBY connect.com/investing. That's abbyconnect.com/investing. And we really thank them for sponsoring my podcast. It's a service that I really believe in. Thanks, Abby Connect. And building slowed to a halt after the real estate crash a decade ago as millions of homes across the United States were seized in foreclosure and sold. Many of them had been converted into rental properties. Ding, ding, ding. That's what I love. Now construction isn't matching rising demand, not only in glamour cities such as San Francisco and New York, but also in these metropolitan areas like Grand Rapids. So the National Association of Home Builders estimates that builders will start fewer than 900,000 new homes in 2018. That's less than the roughly 1.3 million homes needed to keep up with population growth. The overall inventory of new and existing homes for sale hit its lowest level on record in the fourth quarter last year at 1.48 million, according to the National Association of Realtors. So that in turn is pushing up prices. What economists say is at an unsustainable pace. So you get these like really expensive, nice new big homes, and there's such a demand for them. So they're just like, you know, it's crazy. People are just paying through the roof right now for these things. No pun intended. It's kind of crazy, but even these loft apartments in downtown areas where a lot of these millennials are sort of being forced to live right now, they're just waiting on the sidelines. So, you know, this doesn't have a ton to do with us as real estate investors there's an incredible demand for houses in the lower and middle income neighborhoods where I buy houses and rehab them. So I'm, you know, buying houses that need some work, $10,000, $15,000 worth of work and getting them rent ready. there's an incredible demand for those houses. They're just not building any new ones, and people need to live places. And so if, you know, home builders aren't building them, we're not running out of inventory. We have such a demand right now for houses that this is, I think, a good thing for us as real estate investors. But, you know, when people are like worried about any kind of a housing crisis, the only crisis right now, according to the Wall Street Journal and all of this data, is that there's not enough of them. And that people want them and they are demanding them. And guess what? They can get the loans. They have good money. They have a good job. They have a salary. So this is not like the crash that we experienced many years ago where people didn't have income and they were building new homes and people lost their jobs or they didn't even have the income to begin with. And then a construction builder was building this thing and the economy collapses and everyone is left, you know, without a shirt on, basically. That's not what we're seeing this time. So interesting data. I always want to bring you the latest and greatest as we watch the marketplace to help you make better decisions about your financial future. So thanks for dialing us up. Please check out our website. We've got tons of great resources over there. We write a lot and we put a lot of great blog content up there to help you make financial and, you know, how increase your financial intelligence. So just come on over to morrisinvest.com. And if you want to book a call with our team, if you're ready to jump into rental real estate, I just bought like 10 new properties this past week that we are starting construction on. I'm super excited about those. And those are in those B-minus neighborhoods. So come on up, you know, book a call with us, grab one of those, add it to your portfolio. Our team is always ready to help you get to your next property. Thanks so much, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.